My name is Kirsty Rayner, and I am obsessed with all things mindset, meditation, business, and helping you to overcome those mindset blocks and magical breakthroughs in every season of life. I'm a multiple business owner, accredited transformational and mindset coach, Vedic meditation teacher, a yogi with 10 years marketing experience on paper, but informally, I'm obsessed with growth, a pale rosé wine lover, chocoholic, and your new bestie. We get into all the secrets and hacks to get you in an abundant mindset. So go and grab a coffee, get cozy, get comfortable. This is the Mindset and Me podcast. Welcome back to the Mindset and Me podcast. And my goodness, do I have a guest for you? You may know this woman from Made in Chelsea, Celebs Go Dating, for being an incredibly outspoken, wonderful, passionate, powerful woman. But I'm sure you already know her. Her name, of course, is Sophie Herman. She is a dear friend of mine. We met years ago on a retreat in Switzerland, and we have been friends ever since. She is hilarious. She is outspoken, but she speaks her truth in a way that is so authentic, and she is genuinely one of the kindest people I know. She's a great friend, and she's an even better podcast guest. Welcome to the podcast, Sophie. How are you?
Hey, Kirsty Mouse. I'm splendid. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you, darling. I'm so excited to have you on the podcast. We've been talking about this for a while.
I was going to say, it's been ages that we planned this.
And we had a few technical issues beforehand. But we're here. We've done it. We've got here together. I'm so, so glad you're here. So we always start out with any guest who comes on the podcast to just give a little brief introduction as to who you are and what you do.
Oh, God. Brief. I mean, hi, I'm Sophie Herman, Sophie Caroline Herman, a.k.a. the Duchess. You might know me from Made in Chelsea, Would I Lie to You, 8 out of 10 Cats, or Celebs Go Dating. Pick your favorite. I'm currently, or the wheel. It's true, we've got the wheel. I enjoy long walks on the beach and podcasts with Kirsty.
Oh, I love you so much. I mean, this is very much how you know Sophie, but Sophie really is what you see online, what you see in the shows is exactly her. And I think that's why everybody just falls in love with you when they meet you, because you are absolutely, we can swear on this podcast, by the way, you are fucking hilarious.
Oh, thank fuck we can swear. I was going to say, like, your poor editor is going to have a bed full of work after this. Okay, amazing. Oh, babe, I'm so glad to be here, honestly.
Oh, thank you.
I feel like I haven't seen you in forever, and now at least, like, we can hang out on your podcast.
I know. It's been so difficult. I was thinking about the last time we hung out, and then COVID really did a number on us all, didn't it? So I think it's not been that long. I feel like not that long. Feels like an eternity.
I can't believe that this is the second. So this is, it's been 2 years now.
No, I know. It's a lot. I think it'd be really interesting to talk about, I mean, we're going to really get into you as a person, your mindset, your evolution, because you really are empowering for women. And a lot of people who wrote in on Instagram, I said, you know, I'm interviewing Sophie. What do you want to ask her? And there were loads of the same questions that came through. So before we get into that, I thought it'd be really interesting to talk about how we met and where we met and how we all were at that time.
The ninja retreat. Oh my God. I can't believe how long that's ago now as well. Oh God. Well, it feels like we met last year. Yeah. And we all got invited to this press event, right? That included a week filled off with workouts in this amazing resort in Switzerland in Zasfi, about 2 hours away from Geneva or somewhere. And we had a chef, and everything was like completely like a week full of health and wealth in the mountains. And that actually turned out to be what can you describe it best? Like a breakup rehab? Something like that?
Yeah.
We were incredibly lucky that we all had like these amazing, all of these amazing girls signed up for this one week press trip. And we remained friends for life. So that was amazing.
It's been pretty crazy because we were all really different, weren't we? So we met, so we all did like different things. Like at that time I was like just teaching yoga, you know, and was not quiet, but definitely quieter than what I am now. But again, like was wanting to find, like there were answers that I needed and we all bonded. I mean, in the most, I feel so blessed to have been on that week because that bond is really, that's very rare for that to happen, isn't it? And just feel so lucky.
I think it was divine intervention from the universe.
Yeah, totally.
Definitely. Totally. Like, honestly, I mean, obviously you and I are friends, but I brought one of my best friends, Ming, to the trip, who's also friends with you guys now. And then Hum came with Tess Ward. So it was just, we were so lucky because, I mean, I knew Hum from just looking at her and staring full of envy at her long mermaid hair at these events. But then you never really get to talk and actually meet these people on a deeper level, especially when they hear me like having a full on, like, how do you call it? What's this horrible illness? Tourette. We're having a Tourette attack going up the mountain, basically. I mean, if you still like me after that, then that shows
stop.
A lot.
Stop. There was,
but
one
we were
that...
all kind of in like turning points of our lives.
Yeah. And we were all having these like really difficult moments and decisions to make, and also just adding in basically. How do I say this like really nicely? Really small amounts of food and at altitude. quite hungry the whole time, which didn't help.
Yeah, everyone said that they were hungry. I wasn't hungry.
I mean, I eat more than you, Sophie. This is like,
I honestly highly doubt that, but I think it's because I detoxed from Mary Jane. I didn't feel the hunger so much.
I was like,
that'll do it.
And the lunch was hot water with 5 tomatoes in it. And that was
That was the one soup. Also, that you had a salad after that. Come on.
Great. But it was amazing. And I think it's testament to kind of finding your tribe and finding supportive women that when you go through these difficult moments, that you're really there for each other. And that week was huge for me and forever will be like etched in my heart.
For me too. Plus also, I don't think I laughed that much. I'm pretty sure half of my abs didn't come from the workouts we've done, but actually from the laughing attacks we had. I mean, Jerusalem artichokes, there was everything was there, everything.
We cannot get into that. Well, that is one thing not for a podcast. But I'd really love to kind of get into as well, like your story. So you are very much a woman who knows exactly who she is, exactly what she wants. You know, people radiate towards your energy. Like, you really do, like, when I'm with you, just, like, light up the room. Like, it's just fucking hilarious. No, but I know that if I'm going to see you, like, you know when you meet some friends, it can be a bit draining. I'm like, she is going to fill me with energy for the rest of the week. I can't wait for the stories. So I'd love to know how you got to that space, you know, from being young and moving over here.
I mean, honestly, I think my biggest transformation I've made in my very early 30s, it's actually my birthday by the end of the month when I'm going to be 35. Ew. I can't believe that this number is coming. I know that you've... you already took the step one. How many years are you older than me? 1 year, no?
No, I'm like 2 years older than you. Can we not out my age on the podcast? Sorry.
She's 37!
Not yet.
I love it. Who cares? I think that actually, so in my early 30s, when I, especially after a very, really intense, very horrible breakup, that's when I've made my biggest transformation. I think I've always been in relationships since I'm 14. And I was terrified of being alone. So I always already had someone lined up, you know, when I was about to break up. Or I was lucky enough to literally meet someone a week later after a breakup. So terrified of being alone. And then I had that big breakup at 30, 31 or 30 and a half. I don't even know. Look, I mean, I could have told you this, like, direct, literally, like, to the date and day and time, but yeah, I can't even remember it. That's how little I care about it now. Yeah. But at the time, I always thought every breakup, I thought, like, I'm gonna die. This is the worst thing ever, and I cannot be alone. And after this one, I tried to actually get into my usual kind of like trusted routine of getting another guy, and the best way to get over one guy is to sleep with another guy, and just like they now said in Emily in Paris, actually, which normally, I mean, I guess it depends on the kind of love and the relationship you were in and how long and all of that plays a factor, but I took, for the first time in my life, I took some time for myself, and I took myself onto this trip where I met all of you girls, and I really just tried to be alone with myself, and that took a long time. I mean, I'm not gonna lie, like, my first go-to when I'm really stressed out is a medicinal herb, all the CBD you can find.
I know.
So that, I'm not gonna lie, that helped me a lot, but I figured out, like, you know, 6 months later and 1 year later and then 1.5 years later, the more time passes, the stronger I got, and the more comfortable I'm also being alone by myself, and the more I got to learn my self-worth and things that I will, and I figured out, like, things that I'm never gonna accept again, and that now makes the dating process for me. I mean, now I'm probably like, I just spot red flags immediately. Yeah. I am heartless. Like, every, like, guys, honestly, they last like 1 or 2 weeks and then auf Wiedersehen.
I don't think you're heartless, though. You actually have a really big heart. It's not that, but you know who you want to give your time to. So I think it's better to do it that way. You don't want to waste your time. But tell me, like, the specifics. So, like, how did you get there? What is kind of the practices you put in place, or the lessons that you learned, I guess, going through that journey? Because that's over the space of about 3 years. Is it maybe 3.5 years? Yeah.
I mean, so actually one thing that I also picked up at the Swiss health retreat, which I've never done before and I always kind of made fun of, was yoga. And I hated it in the beginning. And then I really just started to use this 1 hour or 70 minutes as a time where I can actually switch off. Ideally, you know, it really depends on the teacher. So some teachers can make you hate almost everything. But with the teachers that I chose afterwards, and the music they used and the flows they've done, that was an amazing way just to, yeah, find that time for yourself, and also just, you know, completely switch off everything that happens around you. Because as soon as you're out of this room, you have your phone again, you can, like, all of your friends tell you everything that's been happening. And I really value now just having that switch off time, because you're great at meditation. I know that. Mm-hmm. I'm not just there yet. But I love, for example, I love sound healing. That makes me feel like I'm drifting in the universe. And I've just tried LSD or something. No, I've never tried LSD, but, like, it must be amazing. So things like this. But to be honest, like, my girlfriends are, it's very Carrie Bradshaw, but my girlfriends are my therapists. And that really helped a lot. But also, I was lucky enough to be able to work a lot, and then obviously with my job, which includes filming and go, and then I also threw myself into Celebs Go Dating, for example, which was something that I would have never considered doing before. But these things, like, a breakup can also lead to, you know, another open door. Like, obviously I would have never done a dating show in a relationship, but also things that, like, the ex-boyfriend, for example, would judge a lot that I wanted to do, I now just did it by myself, and I actually have a lot more success by myself than rather than people who tell you like, don't do that, but then don't support whatever else you want to do either. And you're like, okay, well, fuck you. Where am I going to go with this? Like, thanks for sucking out all my energy, but not supporting me with anything else. So those are things that I learned.
So say somebody is having a conversation with their partner now and there's something they really, really want to do. And I guess it comes from a place of insecurity for their partner to not want them to do that. What advice would you give to someone?
I guess it's, God, I mean, you can't really just send your boyfriend for like from 5 years on the way after said break up and find someone better. No, I think it's important to really tell the person what your ultimate goals are. And if that person just doesn't want to, you know, regardless if they, what my issues were with the ex, for example, because every relationship is different, is if a person wants you to not do certain things, certain TV shows, certain whatever, appearances, and doesn't want to come on all of these events, for example, with you, but then tells you, oh, you should do that and that and that, but then doesn't give any suggestions, that's when it gets difficult, because these messages are completely contradicting. On the one hand, that person wants you to give up a lot of your, you know, career features, or not features, how can we call this? Opportunities.
Like, yeah.
And bashes what you've done before, but then doesn't come up with anything else. So that's just kind of like raining on your parade and, you know, not helping you with anything else. I think if people don't want to do something with you, then they have to bring out a good, you know, if this is due to certain anxieties, then maybe you can talk about it. If somebody doesn't like to be at these events, for example, then sure, you can talk about this. And you also don't have to go to every event. But if it's situations like mine, where a person doesn't want you to do certain things, but then doesn't come up with anything either as well, that's just very mean, time wasting, and to be honest, also shows that the people have double standards.
Yeah, I mean, it's controlling as well.
Yeah,
in a relationship to be like that with somebody, and it's a massive red flag. I guess as well, your evolution. You know, you really know your self-worth, and this is the thing that people asked about the most. They were like, how does she get to this stage? Because you see it and, you know, you won't tolerate these things. So I guess for maybe someone who's maybe gone for a breakup and is feeling fragile and wants to get back to their self, you know, what did you do and what advice would you give?
Oh, Kirsty, this is so the blind leading the blind here. I mean, look, my experience, my confidence and where I am right now, I gained through experiences, and I really went through, I mean, you know, what I went through a lot of shit with, especially with boyfriends. I mean, I've been in physically abusive relationships and psychologically ones, but these things ultimately made me stronger. So I really hope not everyone has to go through as much shit as I had to get to a point where I am right now. But knowing your self-worth, I mean, honestly, I think everyone is exactly as much worth as I am. So everyone should just, you know, respect themselves. But I think, honestly, I think a lot of the girls that I speak to now who are in their teens or early 20s, they're in a different mindset than I was, for example. I think the whole generation is changing.
In what way? Like,
lot more things are not acceptable anymore.
Yeah.
And sometimes I disagree with the whole cancel culture, and I think sometimes it's going a bit too much. But I guess, you know, it goes in a bit more extreme direction first, and afterwards it kind of, you know, balances itself itself in. So I don't know, but like, for example, violence against women. Obviously, it still exists, but there's a lot that it has happened in this field, I think, especially with young girls, that they won't, that they actually, or some girls, you know, they stick up for their friends and then they tell their parents or teachers what's been going on, rather than actually just ignoring or thinking, oh yeah, that sometimes happens and comes with the territory.
That phrase, isn't it? Boys will be boys.
Ugh.
You call that stuff out all the time, which is amazing. And I guess when we were teenagers, you're right. Like, it was actually totally different.
It was.
And then there was no social media, so nobody would get caught doing anything, you know.
No,
it was,
that's true.
It's much more woke, isn't it? And I think that in turn, we're developing much more a confident generation, which is really, really exciting to see. Somebody asked as well for tips not to settle. I mean, I won't go into details.
I mean, it's not like I'm planning this.
But yeah.
Okay, tips not to settle. Well, I guess I'm a champion in this now. So glad you asked me. To be honest, I have very high standards, and I have these high standards because I can. And I know what I'm worth, and I also know what I deserve, you know. And and this obviously comes through years of just, you know, sticking up with things and biting into the sour apple and hoping for the best. Turns out it doesn't. You can't really change a man, in my opinion. And to be honest, who wants to change someone? Like, I'm not taking a project on just to, you know, change it. So these things, like, I was always in very, very long relationships. So to save myself the time now, I give everyone a trial of 1 or 2 weeks, unless they completely revolt me, and then it's one date. But yeah, it's just, I don't even know how to give a proper explanation for this, because that's just how I am right now. And to be honest, I wish I would be different, but then on the other hand, I don't, because I want to save myself the pain of being in another relationship. And when, you know, investing another 6 months, a year or two in that, and then it doesn't work out either. Because in my opinion, if you want to get married, you actually have to date that person for at least a year. So putting all that math into my equation, yeah, ain't nobody got time for that.
I get it. But actually, again, like, knowing your worth, knowing that you are worth that, knowing that your time that you invest into somebody,
yes.
Because you are not an ice queen, right? You are very soft, actually. You are very warm-hearted. And so but even with friendships and things, you know, when you invest in it, you really do. It's kind of, you're all or nothing. So I think to really know your worth is super key.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. So, yeah, because you don't want to go half-hearted into something as well, or at least I don't. I've never been someone who's like, oh, you know, I'll see how this is going, and I didn't want to, but then no, not really. Like, it's with me, it's like all or nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, but again, that's an amazing trait to have, because it's not led by fear. You know, it's led by this confidence that comes out to be like, this person could be worth it, let's go, let's see. And I think that's really special quality to have.
Thanks, babe. I guess the fear came in now, because after so many disappointments, you kind of just like don't want that to happen to you again. And that's why now I just won't tolerate anything anymore, because I want to protect myself. That's why.
Definitely. What would you say, out of interest, has been your biggest life lesson?
Oh, God. I mean, in what way? Like, if it ain't half off, it's not on sale?
I love to say that. Just anything. In any situation, doesn't have to be about relationships, but anything in your life that's really stood out for you.
Don't pluck your eyebrows. To be honest, I think it's the self-respect that I developed for myself, because I barely had any to begin with. And now I really respect myself, and I know what I'm worth. And that took a long, long time. So I think that it unfortunately, this came out of experience. I can't really give a lot of tips with that, except that if it doesn't, you know, if it doesn't feel right and you're not 100% happy and you cry most of the time, then it's probably time to end it and don't try and change anything if it doesn't fit. Maybe relationships are like couture. If it's not perfection, it's a disaster.
That's the perfect soundbite for this episode. Thank you so much for that. I always ask a guest as well, just before we start to wrap up, what is a mindset hack that you use when you really need that bit of extra support for yourself?
Self-love, self-pampering in every aspect, head to toe. So as I'm a spa ambassador for the Carinthia, I love to spend my time there. And, you know, honestly, I think if you feel good from the inside and you look good, then things are half as bad. Because you are ultimately still, you know, you're the main person. Without you, nothing works. So you have to focus on yourself. So, you know, do whatever makes you feel good. Get a massage, get a facial, get both, and order, you know, truffle pasta afterwards. And have a spliff. Also, to be honest, masturbate every day. That's my tip.
So since the day I met you, so
I'm sorry. What did you say?
Actually,
I have to show you something. Speaking of, I still have a gift for you.
Well, on the topic of masturbation.
Yes.
This is a
Christmas gift.
Still.
Because everyone should love themselves so much.
Oh my god, I'm gonna cry.
These are five different vibrators for your clitoral area.
Well, I can't wait. Thank you so much.
It's the most important, love, and to be honest, nothing releases tension like the Lilo clitoris stimulator. There you go.
This is what I'm talking about when you hang out. Like, it's just hilarious.
Yeah. I think just having a great time with your friends and being able to actually like laugh is the best medicine. And everything else comes afterwards.
Oh, I love that so much. So to end, what is coming up for you?
So I'm currently writing a weekly column for Grazia's called Dear Sophie. So I'm apparently a relationship expert. it's so much fun. And this is kind of preparation for a book that I'm going to write.
Oh my God, I didn't know that. This is like a scoop that we've got. This is so exciting.
So that's planned right now, a book about my life, but also about red flags.
Yeah, absolutely. Is it going to help you see me?
It will be my life. I don't know. Let's see. I'm going to include obviously real life stories that happened to me. So my ex-boyfriends are going to shiver in their boxes.
Yeah. I think that will be amazing. And I just want to say the biggest thank you. You've been really open and really honest. And for anyone who's watched you for all these years, I hope it's given an insight into a little bit more of Sophie and the type of person she is, because she really is like what you see is what you get. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. Love you.
Take care, my love. Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.
We went everywhere in that podcast, didn't we? We talked about it all. I'm so grateful for Sophie for being just her. What you see is what you get. And I really think that that is something that is really, really missing in the world right now. So thank you so much, Sophie. You are amazing. Honestly, I'm so grateful for you being here. So we all know what part of the podcast it is. Of course, we're going to lead into a mini meditation. So I want you to get really comfortable, really cozy, and just take a moment to recognize where you are today. How are you feeling today? drawing in your breath and just noticing if you're holding on to any tension, maybe in the forehead, the eyebrows. Sometimes we hold tension in the cheeks without even realizing. Maybe releasing the jaw. Relaxing the shoulders. Maybe you find it difficult to breathe into the throat, into the chest, into the belly. I want you to find space in the body, breathing into all the parts of the body we tend to neglect. The beautiful small muscles in the sides of the ribs. The back of the body we often neglect. I want you to really fill up space, take space in your own body, take space in this world, breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Fill up that space. Give yourself this time. Give yourself this moment. Draw in that breath. And as the breath becomes deeper, I want you to imagine you are filling yourself with light. All of these small cracks in the body, our life path, our pain, our suffering that we've endured. I want you to imagine yourself filling all this space with light. Breathing in. Breathing out. Breathe in. And breathe out. Gently opening the eyes. And I want you to take this energy with you today, for the rest of the day, for the rest of the week. You are doing amazing. I'm so proud of you. Thank you so much for being here. And I will see you again next week.